We got a lot to do. Bezrat Hashem. So let's try to get everything slowly. Ikkers want to get a chlor, okay? So before we even begin the Tosfos of Binyamin Novik, we have to focus on some ha'aras on the Gemara first, okay? And then we'll get right into the Tisis. Bezrat Hashem. The first Nakuda I want to bring out is the following. The Gemara says, in the name of Rav Sheshis, we always say you can't forget the Gemara, that if you want to purchase a field in Syria, you're allowed to write a shtar. And the Gemara goes, Gemara gets very upset about this, even on Shabbos, Sakataitach? Yes? So the Gemara is very, very upset about it, and the Gemara says, no, you direct a goy to write up the shtar. Is that correct? And Amir al-Nakhri, we learned yesterday, is an Issa Drabanan, according to the Bavli, even though the Mechilta claims it's an Issa Deraisa, we don't hold like that what? We don't hold like that Mechilta, even though the Yerayim does. The Yerayim does hold like that Mechilta. The Levush Leli Araba quote that the Yerayim held as a Drashik Mura. The Shartzian says the Smag is Mistopic, whether that's the Deraisa Drabanan. But as I said, the Ramban and most of the Poskim say that the Pazgat is a smach the Ba'alma, and in fact the Vilna Gaon's Gira says you're not allowed to do a malach through a Jew, but even a goy, the Mechilta says, would be mutter min ha-Torah. But the bottom line is that the Bavli holds it to Shvus, Amir al-Nakhri, and the Yerayim holds our Gemara. Bavli argues on the Mechilta, holds it's min ha-Torah. Okay? So the Gemara says it cannot be that you write up your own shtar, you directed a goy, and because there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, that beats out Amir al-Nakhri. Okay. So, the first Ha'ara I want to point out is the following. Let's get it. The Magen Avraham writes in Simen Shinvav, Sifkat and Yates B'Shem, the Rosh and the Rivash, that the only thing that we allow here is where the Kinyan was done on Friday. We're allowing writing up a document of a goy to prove that there was a transaction. Please get it down. But the Kinyan Binyamin was done on Friday. Yes? And I want to prove that from Rashi. What does Rashi say here in Zion and Beis? All right, let's get it down. Rashi says, Afilu B'Shabbos. Someone read for me Afilu B'Shabbos. What does Rashi say? Afilu B'Shabbos. Let's see what does Rashi say, Afilu B'Shabbos. So I'll read the Rashi. Afilu B'Shabbos, okay. Go ahead. Please get that first down of Rashi. Imlacha. Seems like the Kinyan was done on Friday. That's what the Ksav Sofer is Medayek. They already did the Kinyan on Friday. Get it down. We're just writing a document to prove the transaction. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. He thinks the Magen Avraham is right, and he thinks he got it from Rashi. Rashi's saying like the Magen Avraham. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it is mutter to buy a house from a goy in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, and Lamaisa, you can have him sign it and bring it up to court, Lamaisa, on Shabbos. And the Mishabur and Sifkat Memhei quotes that it is usser to give the goy money on Shabbos, but you can show him the money and he can take it on his own. Okay? So what I want to bring out is that the Magen Avraham and the Ksav Sofer and Rashi are against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch allows you to make the Kinyan even on Shabbos. You can't hand him the money, but you can what? Have him take the money on his own. So our diuk of Rashi, the Ksav Sofer, like the Magen Avraham, is against the Mechaber. Okay? So please get that down. That's the first Ha'ara, first Mahalach I want you to get. When we have this case in Shabbos, when you're allowed to what? Write down the document, to ask a goy to write down the document, Jonathan, Lamaisa, do we allow the Kinyan or not? So the Magen Avraham and Rashi and Ksav Sofer say no, and the Mechaber says, Beferish, that the Kinyan is allowed. Mutter liknos. And the Mishabru says, you just don't give him the money, let him take it on his own. Okay? So I want you to get that's the first Ha'ara, okay? Which the Gemara does not talk about. The Gemara only talks about the Raya of the transaction. We talked about many times this year in the beginning about a Shtar being a Shtar Kinyan or Shtar Raya. You guys remember that from the beginning of the year. Certainly this is a Shtar Raya, that it was a sale. Okay, that's number one horror. Everyone got that, Chlor? Jonathan, you got that down?
Well,
okay.
If it's Karka, then it could be a star, be a star Kenyan also.
Right, but this is clearly a star. We're talking about a scenario of a star Raya. You're right.
You can.
Well, okay, it could be. It could be. Maybe it's a star Kenyan. You're right. But what I want to point out to you is that we're not just allowing. You're not allowed to make a Kenyan on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to make a Kenyan on Shabbos? We should mention that. Why? It's a Xera, you might what? Come to write it down to prove it. You follow me? So Lamaisa, there's a question how to read the Gemara. Is the Gemara only allowing the writing, right, which presumably is Araya, or is the Gemara allowing also the Kenyan as well? You follow what I'm saying? Those are the two ways to read this Gemara. Okay? And the Machaber Lamaisa, it could be that it's a Shtar Raya, but the way the Mishnah Berurah understood is not true. He understood the money is the Kenyan, the Shtar is the Raya of the sale. Okay? So the Pashtus is that it's a Shtar Raya. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understood the Machaber as well. So that's the first Ha'ara. I want you guys to get this down. Okay? Now, yes, quickly, Binyamin.
If it's even as a Shtar Raya, the moment that we say that a Shtar Raya is Mutter, then the Kenyan, the only reason why a Kenyan is Usher is because the Shtar Raya is Usher. But if the Shtar Raya is Mutter, then the Kenyan should also be Mutter.
Okay. Binyamin's saying, Rebbe, it's Mestaber that if you allow the what? If you allow the Kenyan, if you allow the Raya, shouldn't you allow the Kenyan? Maybe not. Maybe we're limiting this Heter only to what? To the Raya. Because maybe the guy will play games. But maybe the Kenyan Lamaisa should be done on Friday. I don't think it's necessarily a riot. But there's two approaches to this Gemara. Please get it down. Now, Jonathan gave me yesterday an article that was written that it comes up, Lamaisa, in situations in the Gaza Strip or in places where we own land. We were in charge, but America was coming to see what it looked like. Would we allow building? Let's say you have a certain window of time to build in the settlements, in the Shtachim. And can you allow the goyim to keep building on Shabbos? Or do you have to stop it? Let's say you only have 3 weeks to build. Is there a heter that comes from this Gemara to allow them to continue to build? You follow what I'm saying? Or you could say it's in our hands already, so what's the big deal? Why should there be a heter? But that's a big discussion, Lamaisa. Okay, but I'm just saying in general, Lamaisa, when you have a certain window of time, can you allow the continuation of the building of houses and things like that through the goyim based on our Gemara? Well, it's already in our hands. Or do you say no, that we need to, well, we need to settle Eretz Yisrael and we could have a heter? So that's the first Ahara Lamaisa, how to read this Gemara. Are we only allowing the what? The writing? Are we allowing what? Are we allowing even the Kenyan? Why is it also to make a Kenyan on Shabbos? Why is it Usher, guys? Get this down. Because why? It's Xeri, you might want to write down. So Binyamin say, well, you have a heter to write it down. So shouldn't we have a Kenyan? Not necessarily. Okay. That's the first Ahara. Number one. That was number one. Number two. Let's get it. The Gemara is very emphatic. The Shabbos Salkataitach, that you could write down the thing yourself, Azriel? Chas v'shalom. It's a synonym. Salkataitach, like Chas v'shalom. Never would we allow it. So the Maritzchias in the back of the Gemara, get it down, quotes a note of Yehuda. Madura Tinan Orachayim Simon Lamed Gimel. There is a sheet of the Or Zarua quoted by, I forgot why he's called Or Zarua. My brother-in-law recently told me when I was in Eretz Yisrael, there's a story I'll have to try to find out. But the Roman Simon Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph quotes an Or Zarua. Mayor, you got it?
Yeah.
There is no issue to your rice of Ksiv if you write in a foreign language. It's a collector's item, this Or Zarua. Normally, if you write at on Shabbos, most posters say Rechayev Skila with Eidim and Asra. But the Or Zarua says you wrote it in English. The only time Rechayev Skila on Ksiv is if you write Hebrew letters. You got that? That's a famous sheet of the Ramah B'Shem Or Zarua. We don't paskin like that. But there is such a sheet. So the Note of Yudah asks, what's the Gemara go so crazy here about? My Parach, B'Shabbos Sakadaitach. Maybe you wrote it in Arabic. Maybe you wrote it in English, where there's no Issa D'Oraisa. See, the Gemara can't fathom that a Jew would do an Issa D'Oraisa to allow you to purchase a house on Shabbos. The Gemara says it can't be. Yes? The Gemara says it can't be. What do you mean? Maybe we're talking about, according to the Zarua, you wrote it in a foreign language, Asher, which is only the Rabbanon. You hear that, Kasha? And therefore be mutter because of Yishuv Aretz. Arya, you got this? So that's the kasha of the note of beauty. He asks, according, if you hold like who? If you hold like the Orzarua, why don't you, why does the Gemara go so emphatic about this? Gemara can't believe it. What do you mean you can't believe it? Maybe the case he wrote Arabic or English, which is only the Rabbanan. So the Bir Aloch and Simon Shinvav, the Mosque of Iksav, points out that all the Rishonim do not accept this Orzarua, including our very own Tosos. Okay? Including our very own Tosos, which we're going to get to today, Bezushim. Everyone does not accept this Orzarua. Okay? Everyone does not accept this Orzarua. And maybe one of the reasons why they don't accept this Orzarua, because it's this Gemara. Why did the Gemara go so emphatic about it? B'Shabbos HaKadaitach. You could very easily say you wrote it in English. Okay? Now, I have another nikud on this. One sec. The Beis Aharon asks, let me ask you the following. What do you have to come in a different language? What is the most famous way to lower a binyamin? What is the most famous way to lower a nisa d'oraisa or nisa d'rabban in writing? What's the most famous way? You guys know that. To do a what?
Shinui.
Maybe they did it with a shinui. Why is the Gemara so emphatic? B'Shabbos HaKadaitach? Maybe they did it with a shinui. That's what the Beis Aharon asks. So it's pasha to the Gemara that we would not even allow an issa d'rabbanan through Yisrael. That's what you have to say. That's why the Gemara jumps and says B'Shabbos HaKadaitach. That the Gemara understood, let's get this, Eliezer. The Gemara understood clear that we would not allow even an issa d'rabbanan al yedei Yisrael. The Bir Halacha quotes all the Rishonim who do not accept or Zarua. That if you write at your Chayav Tzkilah, including our very own Tulsas. And I'm saying the reason why they don't accept the Zarua maybe is because of that Kasha. That the Gemara says, how could it be B'Shabbos? Well, maybe he wrote it in English or Arabic, which will lower it to be the Rabbanan. Must be we don't accept that. Okay? But I'm saying the Beis Aharon asks a different Kasha. There's all, let's get this. Why don't you say they wrote it with a Shinui, are you? What's the answer to that, Kasha? It must be that the Gemara understood that an Issa Rabbanan, even Al Yedei Yisrael, was Asur. And the Gemara asks him, Shabbos HaKadaitach? You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara must have understood in the point of the Havamin of the Gemara, Yisrael, that even Issa Rabbanan, Al Yedei Yisrael, is not acceptable. But what I want to bring out from there, it says the Beis Aharon, then maybe you can answer the Kasha and the Orzarua now. Right? Because why? Because it was pushed to the Gemara that what? That even a what? Yeah, even the Sidrobanan Ayyid Yisrael be a problem. So Zeru would say to me, don't bother me. Don't bother me with that Kasha. The Gemara was so emphatic and strong they wouldn't even allow the Sidrobanan Ayyid Yisrael. So Mameyula, based on that, you can answer the Kasha on the Zeru. I want you guys to get this. That's number two, Mahalak. Okay, first Nate and then Binyamin. Very quickly, guys. Go ahead.
I'm just a little confused when we said how can the Gemara say B'Shabbos HaKadaitach? He said because all of the Mepharshim don't hold by the Or Zeruah, and then we're saying that all of the Mepharshim don't hold by the Or Zeruah because of our Gemara.
No. What we're saying is that Notav Yudah quotes Maritz Chais quotes the Notav Yudah that the Or Zeruah has the Shita they are not over the Raisa. So the Notav Yudah asks, he says, that Shita Or Zeruah is against our Gemara. Because why does the Gemara emphatic and say, my Parach HaKadaitach? Maybe you wrote it in a different language. Must be the fact that the Gemara asked the Kasha or Zeruah is wrong.
And that's why all the other Mepharshim hold.
That's why the other Rishonim said the Zeruah is wrong. Because of this Kasha.
Okay, not the Gemara asking because all the Mepharshim hold.
No, because of this Kasha, the other Rishonim say the Zeruah is wrong. Okay. Correct, Nate. So what we're saying is that we're saving the Zeruah with the very next Kasha. Because maybe the Gemara was saying, according to all Shitas, you wrote it with a Shinui. Why is the Gemara so emphatic? Shabbos HaKadaitach? Well, maybe they wrote it with a Shinui. And if you wrote it with a Shinui, that would be what? That would save the day. Binyamin, why is that okay? Because Ayyidei Shinui, Ayyidei Yisrael is Aser. The Gemara understood we're not going to allow the Rabbanan even through Yisrael. That's why the Gemara. So therefore, the Rezeru would say, don't bother me with your Kasha. Because the Gemara was holding even a Rabbanan we wouldn't allow. Even a Rabbanan we wouldn't allow. So you have no raya against me. You have no raya against me. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's pasha to the Makshin that they weren't going to allow what? They weren't going to allow the Arisa and they weren't going to allow the Rabbanans. According to the Rezeru, writing in English is the Rabbanan also. They weren't going to allow that either. So therefore, the Rezeru would respond, you have no raya against me at all. You got that? That is the second mouth. Ari, you got this? That's number two. Number three. Yes, Binyamin.
moment you start entertaining the Or Zarurah or the Beit Aron's question, you're saying that the Isser is that a Jew is going to do a Derabanan. Amir Lachem is also an Isser Derabanan. You're doing it.
But you're not doing it. I understand, but you're not doing a Maisa, which will make. You're not doing a Maisa. You're not doing a Maisa. It's different. It's different, though. You're not doing a Maisa, which I don't know if we'll have time to get to. But the Gemara, I understand that, but you're not doing a Maisa. And the Gemara in Erevin has such a chiluk between a Maisa and not a Maisa. The Gemara in Erevin has such a chiluk between a Maisa and a Maisa. I'm saying that is not considered to be the same level. That's what we're saying.
Right.
Not considered to be the same level. Oh, Lamaisa. Gemara in Erevin, Samachesim et Aleph, says there's a difference between a Shvus Disbe Maisa and a Shvus Dein by Maisa. Okay, get that down. Gemara in Erevin, Samachesim et Aleph. It's not the same level. It is not the same level. Let me ask you a question, okay? We're going to get to it, okay, Lamaisa? We're going to get to it. Actually, you know what? Lamaisa, let's get to it right now. Number three. Mahalik. Let's get it down. Number three. What does the Gemara say? Tell a goy and have him do it. Yes? What is that? We're mako by the Yisra of Amir Nachim more than other Yisra of the Rabbanan. Why? Why? You ask your kasha, this is number three, Mahalik. What's the answer? Because it's not a Maisa, says the Taisus Rit. On the dot, the Taisus Rit says it. It's only an Amira. And the Gemara Erevin backs it up by saying there's a difference between the Shvustis by Maisa and the Shvustain by Maisa. And the Ksav Sofer says, that's why the Rush and the Rivash only allow you to what? That connects back to the first Hara. What was the first Hara? We only allow what? Writing. We don't allow buying. Why? Because what? Buying is a Maisa. Writing is not, asking the Goy to do it is not a Maisa. So that fits very, very well, says the Ksav Sofer. Please get that. Okay? And therefore, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, we allow a Goy to write a Shtar Mecher, because the Sofer Goy writes Meshlichus of the Mocher Goy. He's not doing Meshlichus Yisrael of the buyer. He's doing Meshlichus of the Mocher, the Goy. If it wasn't for the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we would Aser it because he's being Nen of the Yisrael. But Dafka Ksiv Ishtar we allow to make a kingdom we don't allow. Okay? The Ksav Sofer says the reason why we would allow Nate only Amira and not allow the Kenyan is because Amira is a lower level. That's Kufa Y, it's a lower level. And that's why Amira Lenachmi were making on, because it's only an Amira. And that answers his Kasha, Binyamin's Kasha, very well. That's the third Mahalach. And the Ksav Sofer says that's why we only allow it, Lamaisa. We allow only the purchase, we only allow the writing, or the telling the Goy, but we don't allow the purchase. Amira will allow it. We're not going to allow you to do the mice of the purchasing. Now Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the heter to write the have the goy write Shtar Mecher because the sofer is writing Mishlichus of the Mocher, not doing Mishlichus Yisroel. I guess because he wants to prove that he sold it. I would think the buyer would want to have the sale, the bill of sale. But if it wasn't for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel, it would be also because the Jews being nenet. So that's why Ksivish Shtar we allow. But to make a kinyan, we don't allow halacha l'maisa. So that's the three mahalchim so far. Okay? That's the three mahalchim so far. What was the first? Kinyan is opposed to what? Amira. We don't allow the kinyan. Shiloh, whether you allow the kinyan. Number two is what?
The first one was the kinyan versus
the siva. Yeah, but the kinyan. No, the first one was kinyan. We don't allow the kinyan. That was the first horror. That was the first. I understand that, but we were comparing the Amira. You're not doing the writing. You're doing the Amira to do the writing. Amira and Ksiva is the same thing, Lamaisa. But the first Kiddush was, please get it down, was we're allowing what? We're allowing the Amira, not allowing the Kenyan. The Amira is telling a goy to write. You're not writing it. The second Kiddush was Lagabe what? Or Zaruah. And the third Kiddush is that we're saying, why is Amira okay? Because Lespe Maisa. And that connects with the first Hara. The only thing is the Yaakov Emden has this Kiddush that we're mocking the Goy to write the Shtar Mecher because the Goy is writing the Mishlichus of the Goy. It's not doing Mishlichus Yisrael, Lamaisa. Even though the Jew is being Neneh from it, but we assume that the sale is being proven from Lamaisa from the Mocher's perspective. I guess the seller wants to have it too. Wants to have the sale to make sure, Lamaisa, that it was sold. Okay. Number four, Mahalach. Let's get it. Number four. Because then we got to get to the Taisus, guys. Let's get it. There's another Kiddush you see from Rashi. Okay? Jonathan, read the Rashi again. We stress the first part of Rashi. Go ahead, Afilu b'Shabbos. Go ahead.
Afilu b'Shabbos. Im lacha min ha'ovei kochavim v'rosa leilech l'darko b'Shabbos.
So originally we focused on the first part of the Rashi. Let's focus on the second part. What's the second part of Rashi? The goy wants to get on his way. Yes? Meaning if you don't buy it now, you're going to lose the opportunity. Is that correct? It's Masha from Rashi. Says the Balatanya, I give you a Shimon Shinvav Sivkon Chavdal. It's Masha from Rashi that we're makel to ask a goy only when the goy is what? When are you makel to ask the goy to write it up? Only when the goy is on his way. You're going to lose the opportunity. Yes? Mashma, if he's going to be there for 2 weeks, don't do it on Shabbos. Do it on another 6 days of the week. We don't agree with that. Most of the poskim say, all the poskim say, it's mutter in every situation. Even if we're chayshish there, you wait till Motzei Shabbos, we're afraid lamaisa, steam is kol poskim, it's mutter b'chol inyan. Because you're chayshish, if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, maybe he'll change his mind. So you don't have to what? It's not only in a situation where the goy's leaving. This heter is not just in a situation where the goy's leaving, it's in a situation all the time. Because even if he says, I'm not going to be around the next few days, maybe he'll change his mind and leave. So we assume that I want you to get these two parts of the same Rashi. The first one we had a chiddush, that the kinyan was done when? On Erev Shabbos, yes? The second chiddush in Rashi is only when he's about to leave. We don't assume like that. Even if he says he's going to be there the whole week, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's number one. Number fourth chiddush. Okay? Number five. Let's get this. Number five. What do we allow this for? Why do we allow this? Mishum Yishuv Aretz, correct? The Magen Avraham says, if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, what's the din? What's the din of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? What's the halacha? The halacha is it becomes Eretz Yisrael. And there's an Isser to what? Let Goyim, what? Live there. Not only is it Isser to sell a Karker to a Goy, you can't let him live there as well. And therefore, Lamaisa, you want to drive him out. That's what you see, says the Magen Avraham.
Is there enough to let a Jew live in Israel?
Lo sechanim. There's an issur lav in the Torah. Not allowed to sell karka to a goy.
You're not selling anything.
Correct. But included in that is not allowed to let him live there too.
So
that's
to
the Kiddush.
There's a mitzvah for Jews to live in Israel. And also,
to get rid of them too. Correct. The problem is the Rambam Paskins.
Yeah.
What is the Rambam Paskin? Kibush Yachid? We said this before. What is the Rambam Paskin? Kibush Yochid Lav, what? Lav Shmei Kibush. But the Rambam writes, you're allowed to write this star when you want to buy something in Syria. So how do the two things coexist? Magen Avraham asks, where did the Rambam know there's a heter to what? To ask a goy to do it if you hold Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. Why is it mutter to allow us in Nisra Amir Ol Nakri? There's no mitzvah the rice of Yishuv Aretz. I just spilled the beans. What's the answer? There's no mitzvah the rice of Yishuv Aretz, but there is a what? Mitzvah midrabana, like we said in Shir yesterday. Remember our Kiddush? According to those who denied the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, how they read this Gemara? At least there's a mitzvah midrabana. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. There's a ksas mitzvah in buying batim in Syria. Meaning ksas mitzvah is, you have to say there's at least a mitzvah midrabana. So even according to the Rambam, there's enough of a mitzvah midrabana to allow this. Goes well with the Kiddush we said yesterday. And the truth is, the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuvas, in Simen Mem Dalet Oz Beis, says when you buy from a goy Eretz Yisrael, that's called Kibush Yachid. And that's included in capturing Eretz Yisrael. And there's a mitzvah of Melchama, Adridat Afilu B'Shabbos. This is the Avnei Nezer. We call it like a quasi Melchama. Since you're not actually engaging in Melchama, but at least we'll allow you Amir Lenachri. Because it's like a quasi-Milchama, a private guy buying land from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. It's quasi-Milchama. So we'll allow you Amir Lenachri. That's the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. Okay? That's number five. Okay? Please get that down. And lastly, number six, which another time we'll have to expand upon, which we haven't had time. Lastly, number six. Let's get it. And that is Surya Yishuv Aretz or not? Yes or no? Is Surya Yishuv Aretz? Yes. The Gemara says it. Well, we have a big machloket Yishon. Did Ole Bavel capture Tzuria? Do the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam that they did. So that's good. If you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, right? It happens to be the Rambam holds not that way, yes? Right? We just got through saying if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, at least it's Mitzvah in the Rabbana. But if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, then it's good. Ole Bavel captured it. According to the Ravid, who captured it? Not Ole Bavel, only Ole Mitzrayim. The Rabbah says Yishuv Haaretz is telling Ole Mitzrayim. The Ole Mitzrayim captured Tzuria, and that's why it's Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. So get that down. When I ask you why Tzuria is Yishuv Haaretz, why is it Yishuv Haaretz? Well, maybe the Ole Bavel captured it, and you're holding, like Gemara's holding Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And even if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, maybe it's mineral, at least it's mineral abundance, if I'm not going to run. But if you hold like the Ravid, the Ole Bavel didn't capture it. So how's it Eretz Yisrael? Because the Ole Mitzrayim you look at. And the Ole Mitzrayim Taka captured it according to the Ravid. And that goes well with the Manor of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. So these are six stickles, guys. Just in the beginning of Shir, you read a little bit of Gemara. Okay? And who am I to Paskin, but I would not allow it. I would hold like the Rav Ariel and Rav Kook, Rav Ariel Shlita to the Great Gaon and Rav Kook Tzatzal, who did not allow land to be continue to be built on Shabbos through Goyim, because of maybe the, you know, politically, or we only have this glimpse. I would not allow that. They would not fit in this Gemara. There were other Poskim that did allow it. Rav Lior Shlita to the Great Gaon, he did allow it. He felt it would fall under this, because you got to get it done. We got to build it politically. We got to build up Eretz Yisrael. I think it's too far off the scope of this Gemara.
Building is different than getting land, though.
It's the same. We're going to get into it now, Nate, because you're doing it through a goy. The Chura, you're doing a malacha d'iraisa of writing. They're doing a malacha d'iraisa of building. So it's the same thing. You're asking the goy to build for you. It's the same thing.
Capturing the land that you said
I understand. So that's why I disagree with it, because we already have Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Other posts can say it's part of the building process, because if the Biden will stop us, the American government will stop us, we have a window of 3 weeks, you got to do it. It's part of building up Eretz Yisrael. So I would say like Rav Kook Tzatzal and Rav Ariel Shlita. Other posts can say not that way, and I thank Jonathan for getting me the article. Okay, I read it yesterday. Yes, Binyamin, very quickly, we got to get to the Tisis. Okay?
The Muhammad tractor. Was
the I don't know what you're referring to when you say that.
Was that there was the machlokas was that the UN was going to come and divide up between the Palestinians versus.
What year are you referring to?
I believe this is 67.
Yeah, and therefore what?
So therefore, to demarcate the green line, they were waiting for the UN to come in and make final demarcation.
Okay.
And so so whatever land that the Israelis were the ones that were toiling over, that's Israeli stuff.
Okay, so that's part of Kibush. I would have allowed that.
Right, so
I would have allowed that.
Right.
Yes, well said, because that's part of the Kibush process. But if we already have it, you know, and they say, oh, well, you know, why are you building in the Shtachim? What do you mean? We have a Heter Lemaisa. It's our land, but Lemaisa, other posts included that in this Gemara. Okay, that's the Shire. I would have been Machmer on that. Okay, let's go now to the Tisis. Okay, let's see Tisis inside. Guys, let's go. Let's focus on it. Okay, it's a hard Tisis. You have to take each line slowly. It's not so hard, but there's big topics that comes up here about Ribu Shurim, which we'll get to more Blinetta tomorrow. I want to see how far we can get through the Pshat in the Tisis. Okay, who's reading the Tisis inside? Okay. Let's read the Tisis side. Go ahead, Jonathan, very quickly. Come on, let's go. Abagab. You got to focus.
Yeah. Abagab damir lo vikuchav mishmas mishum yishuv haaretz lo gaz rabbanon. Avam yishum mitzvah acheres lo haynu matirin amir lo vikuchavim b'melacha d'oraisa.
Period. Stop right there. What are we allowing here? We're allowing amir lo nakri b'makom mitzvah, which is what I call, is what the poskim call. Do you guys know the difference between a shvus to shvus and one shvus? What does a shvus mean? You guys got to know this. I wrote this on the board yesterday. What is shvus? The Rabbanan. What's a double the Rabbanan? When you ask a goy to do only this in the Rabbanan. That's called a double the Rabbanan. Shvus to shvus. Posh up shot in the Gemara. That's not what's going on here. You're asking him to do an this in the Raisa by writing. That's the posh up shot. So it's Amir al-Nach. It's Amir al-Nach is a shvus, but you're asking him to do a Malach of the Raisa. Tosfos says exactly what I just said. The only way we're going to allow this is because Yishuv Haaretz is special. That's the first line of the Tisis. Yishuv Haaretz is special, Usher, and therefore we're going to allow Amir al-Nachri, but Makom Yishuv Haaretz. But any other mitzvah, any other mitzvah, and Poshup Shatez means even the Araisa mitzvah, we are not going to allow you to ask a goy to do an Issa D'Araisa. Does everyone got what I just said? You got to hold cup with this. You have to keep in mind, is the mitzvah D'Araisa, is the mitzvah D'Rabbanan? Is the thing that the goy is doing D'Araisa D'Rabbanan? So I set it up for you. In the case we're doing, the goy is doing an Issa D'Araisa, but it is what? It is. I'm asking him to do it, so that's Amir L'Nakri, it's a Shvus. Right? On a level, and ask him to do the Raisa, but Makam Mitzvah the Raisa of Yishuv Arts. But any other Mitzvah, he says, forget about it. Forget about it. It's not permissible. That speaks volumes again about Yishuv Arts. In the very beginning of Taisis. Taisis saying, I'm only going to allow this for Yishuv Arts. See how he's constricting the Gemara. Okay? And it's not a Raya brut to the Psak that I just told you, Binyamin, I would say, but you see Taisis is trying to constrict the whole Gemara. So I'm saying even within Yishuv Arts, I would constrict it. If we have it already, mechatesi, then you should allow it, right? You hear what I'm saying? That's how Rav Zalman Nechemia taught us. Lo, I said, how you paskin? It's from the Lumdus. Okay, go ahead. Kinemuchach? Go ahead, let's go. Kinemuchach?
Yeah, Kinemuchach, Beperich Adar.
That's a Perich in Erevin, Perich Adar. In fact, there are three cases, Lamaisa. There actually are three different cases in from spanning from Samach Zayinim and Beis to Samach Esra. I looked it up this morning about babies that have hot water and the water spills out. Because in those days, they had to bathe the baby immediately after the meal so the baby wouldn't get an infection. Baby could die. So they needed hot water. And if the hot water spilled out, you're in a difficult situation. Should I go ahead with the bris to Mila Bismano, but I'll create a situation where I'll be Pekuf Nefesh? That's a topic called, are you allowed to be machnish yourself to a situation of Pekuf Nefesh? That's a big machlis Balamor Ramban. I want you to get down in your notes. Are you allowed to put yourself in a matzah of Pekuf Nefesh or not? Machlis Balamor Ramban, where you know you're going to have to be Michal Shabbos. But for our purposes now, the water spilled out. Go ahead. So what'd they do?
Yeah.
Kinemucha Perek Adar.
Yeah.
Read from Kinemucha Perek Adar.
Kinemucha Perek Adar.
There was a baby where the water spilled out.
Yes. Asaluk me the Rabbah. So they came before Rabbah. Amar Lehu. L'shailu le'ime itzricha.
Ask the mother whether she for her own self needs hot water to bathe herself and clean herself. Ask the mother. Right. Go ahead. Nechaime eats. No, again. Amalu l'shailim itzricha. Does she need it? Then, if she needs hot water, then do it through the mother. Correct. That was his psak. Do it through the mother. Yes? That was the psak that he made.
Yeah.
Do it through the mother. So, what do you see from the Uluchura?
Uluchura, mashma to be Yamamila, hayash, shahayim tzrichin,
And Luchura, apparently, it was the day of the Mila. They need to warm it up. In order to do the circumcision, in order to bathe them afterwards.
Yeah, because of Amila Haya. This is before the Mila.
It was before the Mila. Go ahead. Once it's after the Mila, baby is dangerous, could die. And then there's no child. Below what? And without the mother, you don't need what? You don't need the mother. Below Ime, what, Mayor? You don't need to do it through the mother. You do it straight up.
Ayri.
What does that mean? In Ayidei Ovechavim, Ayri, Hassam? Now, if you look up that Gemara, please get this down in your notes. The Gemara has it beferish, that it was done through a goy. Rashi and Tosis must not have had that girsa. Okay? The Mali Aroin makes this Ha'ara. Please get it. Must be the Rashi Tais didn't have that girsa in the Gemara. Okay, you noticed that in Seder night?
No, but it solves a problem we had.
Okay, good. So get that down. Must be Rashi and Tais did not have the girsa. Our Gemara has the Beferish in Shabbos that it was a case of a goy. Okay, now what do you see from there? What do you guys see from there? That what? What does this prove? That the only mitzvah that we allow Usher to do what? Amir L'Nachri is what? For Eretz Yisrael. Why not Mila? Why do you got to go stand on your head and say, I do it through the mother? Do it straight up from the mitzvah Mila. The baby needs it. No? Cook up the water. That's a shvus on a level D'Araisa. Cooking is D'Araisa. Amir L'Nachri. It's for the baby. The fact that we have to stand on our head, L'Maisa. And what? and do it through the mother shows that the only mitzvah to be allowed straight up is what? Yishuvar, it's not Mila. Not Mila. Yes, Yisro.
Why does doing it for the mother make it any better?
Because the mother is Pikuk Nefesh.
Oh, his mother's Pikuk
Nefesh. Yeah. As we're going to see right now. Go ahead. Chayn Perish. But I want you to get that down, guys. Okay? Please get that down, that you see Rashi and Tosfos think that they're saying a chiddush that it was through a goy. The Gemara has it. Their girsa must be the Malei Rohim, that they didn't have that girsa. Okay, go ahead. Mefanin. Perik Mefanin. Go ahead.
Perik Mefanin. The Chaya Mishel Ad Shloshim Afilu
A woman that gives birth, if she says she needs something done for the Mechal Shabbos, from day 7 to day 30, don't listen to her. You disregard her words. Go ahead. V'hadamar. I have V'hadamar. V'hadamar. You don't have that? Go ahead. V'hadamar. Okay, go ahead. Until what day do you assume that her kever is still open, her womb? Go ahead, Abaye.
Abaye, Amar Shloshim. Rabbi Huda, Amar Shiva. V'amri la Shloshim.
Oh, three shittas. So says the Gemara, go ahead.
Lolochal Shabbos.
Kamri, Upligi. We're not saying that they're arguing on one another. Are ye? These three shittas aren't arguing one another whether you're the Mechal Shabbos. Ella what?
Ella mar mar chadu mar mar chadu. Velo plige.
Vekula svirale.
Vekula svirale kenardai. So they all hold like nardai.
Da'amri chaya.
Da'amri chaya. Shalosh shiva shloshim.
Stop. Stop right there.
Yes.
So what does that mean? So Mayor, you got the Gemara for me. Thank you. What does it say? What is the rule? Woman gives birth the first 3 days. We're Mechal Shabbos for her, either whether she asks for it or not. We cook up water, so bathe herself, she won't get infection. From day what? 4 to 7, what do?
We're Mechal for her.
We're Mechal if she asks for it. If she doesn't, we don't. From day what? 8 to day 30, even if she asks for it, we ignore her, we don't Mechal Shabbos.
We do
that. That's a Beferish Gemara. That's for us what we do. But for Goyim, to ask a Goy to do it, we will do it.
Yeah.
For a Goy to do it, we will do it.
Between 8 and 30?
8 and 30, yes, we will ask a goy to do it. Yes, that's correct. It's mutter. And therefore, Rav allowed it through a goy. So what do you see from there? You see from here, the only time that we allow us to cook it up is what? Even in the first what? We're talking about 8 days, the Mila. By definition, Mila is when the 8th day. So you're in day 8. So what do we allow you to do? We allow a goy to cook it up for you. Ayyadeh the what? Ayyadeh the mother. Yes?
Yes.
What do you need Ayyadeh the mother? I'll tell you why. Because the only mitzvah that allows you straight up to ask a goy to do a nisa d'oraisa is what? Yishuvar, it's not Mila. Mila is the example of other mitzvahs. You got this, Eliezer? That's the fact that you had to go through the mother that we allow it. Why do you got to go through the mother, Lamaisa? What do you have to go through the mother for? And you're doing it through a goy anyway. You're doing it through a goy anyway. So Lamaisa, that's why it's considered to be okay, and this is a raya, that halacha Lamaisa, the only time it's good is in the mitzvah. The only time it's good is when there's a what? When there's a mitzvah of Yishuvar. The mitzvah of Mila is not going to be enough, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Basically, if I ask you at this point, what is Shita Satisis? Yisrael, what is Tosa Shita on this? Please get it. Amir Lagoy to do Amlach of the Rice is only mutter for what? Binyamin. What is it mutter for? Only what? Letzarach Yishuv Aretz. Other mitzvahs is in mutter?
No.
Only to do an Issa the Rabbanan. A Shvus to Shvus. But not to do an Issa the Rice. And the Gemara, I think it's very striking in the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Mishum Yishuv Aretz, Lagazar Benabon. Did it say Mishum Mitzvah? Any mitzvah? It specifically said what? Yishuv Haaretz. So I think it's very meduyuk lemaisa. It doesn't say Mishum Mitzvah. So this is the Shita lemaisa that we have in the Tais. A beautiful raya comes out, lemaisa, that we have no what? That there's no heter at all, halacha lemaisa, to do this. And we see that what? We see that lemaisa, only Mila, only Eretz Yisrael has this what? Has this special heter, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Because if it's through a Jew, it's also to do it after from 7 to 30. Even if she says Srichani. So you have to say it was done through a goy, but it was done through a goy. Ayyadeh what? Ayyadeh the mother. Because we don't allow for other mitzvahs. The only mitzvah we allow it for is what? Is for Yishuv Aretz. And that's the Chiddush. Okay? That's the Chiddush. And this is a Chiddush. Why do you think this is such a Chiddush, guys? What's unique about Mila? And its relationship with Shabbos.
Shabbos.
It is Docha Shabbos Mizmano. And despite that, what? Tosh is not willing to what? Tosh is not allow you to, not willing to allow you to do the peripheral things. What do I mean by peripheral? Cooking up the hot water. He's not allowing that unless it's Ayyadeh the mother. That's a big Kiddush. I mean, you would have thought Shabbos and Mila Mizmano bench, right, is special. No. Tosh is ignoring that. Okay?
Happens to the mom says she doesn't want it.
I can't hear you.
Rabbi, the mother says she doesn't need it.
We're assuming that she's always going to need it. That's what we assume.
Okay,
we assume she's not thinking straight.
They're not going to do the
bris. It's a good question. What Nate's saying. What I would say is that we would assume that she's not thinking properly. Maybe she's. Yeah, she's not thinking properly. I think the shot is that we would do it anyway. We're not going to push off. Nate's asking, would we push off the Mila? It's a big what? Poshim Shad Lamaisa is that what? Is that we assume Lamaisa that if she needs it, we're going to do it through
what's the
goy.
What's the difference between the first 3 days and the first 7 days?
What'd you say?
What's the difference between the first 3 days and the first 7 days?
We can do it through a Jew. The goy you need, Lamaisa.
No,
goy you need from 7 to 30.
For the first 3 to
first
4
3,
to
you can do it through a Jew.
And 4 through 7, you said the only.
You can also do it through a Jew if she asks for it.
Right, so if we're saying if you ask for it, but she doesn't. We're assuming that she's not in the right mind, whatever. What's the difference? If everything that you can just say, she's not right.
No, I'm just saying, you're asking what's going to be from 7 to 8 to 30 if Lamaisa, she what? We always do it through a goy. Let's say she says she doesn't need it, you mean?
Right. And whoever said that if you ask her and she says she doesn't need it, then you said it's if she's in the wrong mind. Right, but I don't
no, but we don't assume she's in the wrong mind if she says she doesn't need it. You mean Lamaisa from right. 4 to 7?
No, 8 to 30. I'm saying 8 to 30.
So we're going to do it no matter what, Lamaisa, for this bris. We're going to impose it. We're going to impose it, assume that she needs it. Okay, that's what we're going to assume. Okay.
Also, the bris isn't going to be before day 7 anyway.
Right. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Correct. That's what we're saying, Lamaisa. Day 8. Okay. Now he's going to bring up an akuda that maybe it could be. Go ahead, Vidochek. Oh, now what does he mean by this line? What does this mean, guys? Did you guys figure this out?
Yeah.
What does it mean, Dochek Lomar? Go ahead, Baha. Read another line. Baha what?
Vidochek Lomar,
Baha Ubda.
Baha Ubda, Haya Toch Shiva Shom Islay.
Have, not Haya.
Have Toch Shiva Shom Islay.
Oh, this happens all the time. Let's say a boy is born on Shabbos at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. When's the bris?
Next Shabbos.
When is the bris?
Next Shabbos.
Usher. Next Shabbos. Count it out. Saturday, Sunday, Monday's 3. Tuesday is 4. Wednesday's 5. Thursday's 6. Friday's 7. Saturday's 8. Let's say the bris is done 8 o'clock in the morning. That's Meis Leis. It's the 8th day, but it's within Meis Leis. Meis Leis from the time that he was born.
24 hour period.
Yes. So it's within that Meis Leis because you're doing it in the morning. So maybe that's the case. For purpose of Hilchos Shabbos, it's the 8th day. But for purposes of Mila, it's the 8th day. For purposes of what? Of the Shiloh of doing for the mother, she's still within what? 4 to 7. So maybe what? Maybe you could say they were talking about a situation where what? It wasn't done through a what? What's the case? What's the situation? You could say it's Meis Leis and therefore what? And therefore what? What could you say? Halakha Lamaisa. He said, Liolam what? You really what? We're talking about a situation where you're allowed to do it through what? Through the mother. We're talking about a Jew did it. Yes? A Jew did it. Meis Leis. You do it through the mother. You do it through the mother. But through a goy, what would you be able to do? You'd be able to do anything. You wouldn't have to do it through the mother. The only way you do it through the mother here is because Meis Leis. And you have a heter. You understand what I'm saying? But maybe through a goy, we would allow a mitzvah outside of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Mila would be good on its own. You can't bring me a riot from that Gemara, because maybe that Gemara is within the window of 4 to 7. For the purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, of asking us chola of a sakana. You understand what I'm saying, Eliezer? So you have no riot. You got to get this. It's a very sharp riot, what they're saying. Maybe you could slug up and say that we're talking about Yisrael. We're not talking about the Akum in that Gemara. You see that? You see it goes well with Nate, what Nate and Oren just said. You see clearly he didn't have that girsa. because he's working hard to say, well, maybe it's based lace, and maybe he's talking about a Yisrael. But in a Chanan, if you did it through a goy, it would be put mutter straight up. You wouldn't have to do it agavime. And maybe other mitzvahs are okay, not just yishuvarets, correct? That's what he's driving at by saying that. Our Gemara says black and white, it was done through a goy. So obviously Rashi doesn't have that gearsome, because he's working hard on this. So what is Tosis' answer to that? Go ahead, Jonathan. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. What does he say? No. Before you go, Vito, so what does Tosis say? That's dochek, very much dochek to say. It's very dochek to say Ad Shiva Machal and Ad Yisrael doesn't mean in Eis Leis. It means Ad Yom Shvi, which is always the day before the Milah. Doesn't mean this crazy case. Very dochek to say. So we're back to the drawing board, and therefore Tosis says the only heter is Yishuvarets and not Milah. But I want you to understand what that heter was based on. He just says it's very schwer to say that that's the case. Very, very difficult to say. I understand. It's very difficult to say that's the case. You could also bring up the Chassam Sofer says maybe it's twins. Maybe it's twins. So it's the eighth day Legavi, the first baby, and it's Tok Shiva Legavi, the second baby. That would be another scenario. Because the babies are born, let's say, half an hour after one another. So you could develop another scenario, get down in your notes. But Lamaisa, all these cases are very schwer to say. And the push-up shot is that we're saying what? Ad Yom Shvi doesn't mean Meis Leis. It means Ad Yom Shvi, the day before the Milah. Okay? All right. Next line of Tosis now. Tosis is sticking to his guns. Go ahead. Now there's another case on Samach Zayinim base about a baby. Go ahead. Do you stop me? Please bring, Nisilun's bring, Chamime hot water, Migo.
Migo, and just.
Migo Bisoy from the home.
Yeah, from the Bach Bisoy.
Umuki lo ayadei.
Umuki lo ayadei o vikochavim vada yisur de rabbanon shari.
Bechatzer. Shalo irvu. They didn't have it, it was a chatzer. From the home, so that's a what? This is Rabbanan to carry from a chatzer to a home. They didn't have an Erech Hatzeris. So why is that okay? Mishum what? Mishum what? Mishum Mitzvah Smila. Right? Ava what? But to heat up water, Lamaisa, Usser, period. So what does he bring up this Gemara? This is the second case over there. Actually, it's the first case quoted there in Erevin. What's the case there demonstrate? That what? That Lechura, you were asking a goy to do what? To bring a, but he, at first glance, it seems like we're asking a goy to what? To do an Isser straight up for a mitzvah that's not Yishuvarets for Milah. So Tosis quickly answers that and says, that's only an Isser Rabbanon. An Isser Rabbanon, that's fine. We would allow to do for another mitzvah. But an Isser Deraisa, forget about it. We're never going to let you cook the water for that. No way. Everyone got that? It's amazing how Tosis answers it. A malach of the Rabbanon is fine. That's a shvus to shvus. What do I mean when I say shvus to shvus? Ask a goy to do with the Rabbanon. A double the Rabbanon. But makom mitzvah is fine. But the goy that had to do in this city Arisa outside the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, no way. Tosis sticks to his guns.
How do we originally see that? It wasn't that way?
He points out the obvious, but just you read it, Nate, when it says, Had Amr Hasam L, earlier in Erevin, bring the hot water, Migo Base, right? Period. That seemingly seems like a problem. Because it seems like we're doing a malacha di araisa for what? That seemingly seems like it's a problem. We're allowing it for another mitzvah to ask a goy to nisi araisa. Tosis quickly says, don't think that for a moment. It's vadai nisi rabbanon. Vadai isu rabbanon. That Gemara don't bother me with, because that's only a rabbanon.
But the isu rabbanon is bringing it from.
From a bias to a chutzner.
But what about the Isser Deraisa of still heating the water?
It was already hot. He said, bring the hot water. Naisilu chamimi. Bring the hot water. Please get how to read this. Bring the hot water. And that's what he points out in the next line. To ask him to heat up the water, that for sure we're not going to allow. Okay? Everyone got this so far? Go ahead. Vain what?
Vain lilmot mikan heter lomar lo vikochavim lahavi sefer b'shabbos.
Dillo, I have Dillo. You have Shello?
I have Dillo.
Yeah, Dillo dummy.
Dillo dummy, the Dabka, Mishum, Mila, the Yigufa, the Chaya Shabbos.
Hitiru. Now he brings up that Svara. And now he says, oh, now that you're willing to allow an Isser Rabbanon for other mitzvahs, Don't start extrapolating and saying what? Don't start extrapolating and saying Sefer. What does Sefer mean? A Sefer Torah. Are you allowed to carry, ask a goy to carry a Sefer Torah for a Derech Karmelis? What's a Karmelis? A Rishus that's the Rabbanan. To carry is only the Rabbanan. Rishus Rabbim is what? We know the different rules for Rishus Rabbim. 60 Namas, got to be split. According to Rashi, 600,000 people. Karmelis is a domain which doesn't have all those requirements, those regulations, but it's still also the Rabbanan carrying a Karmelis. So you're not allowed to extrapolate and say, oh, Mr. Goy, we don't have a Sefer Torah for our Shabbos minion. Can you carry it through a Karmelis? He says, no, only Mila, which itself is what? Mila Bizman was Docha Shabbos. Would we allow what? Would we allow you to do what? In this is the Rabbanan, Shvus to Shvus B'makom Mitzvah. Only for the Mitzvah of Mila, but don't expand it to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah anyway is a Mitzvah of the Rabbanan, most of the time. Remember we said the... What times is Kriyas HaTorah the Yoraisa? Zachor according to the Rosh. Who else?
Para
according to the Taisa Rosh. Rosh Makotz Rashi, Yigimlaft, Arba Parshas. The Ramban says Kriyas HaTorah and Yanta, Mikrai Kodesh. Brisker's like that Ramban. Is the Yoraisa. But Lamaisa, what I'm saying is you cannot extrapolate. What I'm pointing out to you guys is that I wouldn't even extrapolate that because that mitzvah is what? That mitzvah is the Rabbanon. Unless you say he's talking about Zachor. Or Parshas Parah, get that down in your notes. Even if you want to talk about a Mitzvah D'oraisa, do not make the expansion. Why do not make the expansion? Why not? Why not make the expansion? Because Mila itself is Bezmanos Dochan Shabbos. So I'm willing for Mila to what? I'm willing to expand it by Mila to allow Nisid Rabbanah, but I'm not willing to expand it by other mitzvahs. I'm pointing out to you guys, well, usually Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan anyway as a mitzvah. But even if it would be the Araisa, we would not expand it. But what's so interesting, I want you to get down in your notes, is that Tosis is willing to say that Nakuda now. Well, he didn't say it earlier. What did he say earlier? That the only thing that I allow is Yishuv Aretz, Exilus. I will not allow it for Mila. Why not? Isn't Mila built in this Mano Dofa Shabbos? I'm never going to allow it to do this in the Araisa. Never. He's willing to say that to allow you to do a what? A Durabunah, but not to do a D'oraisa. You guys follow me? Nate, you follow what I said?
Yeah.
That's the Chiddush I want to bring out to you. You've got to be in tune to that. Tosis is willing to allow you to do Benji. You got me a Durabunah because Mila Bezanah's Docha B'Shabbos. Well, that notion is a D'oraisa concept. If you would ask me, wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning, I would have said that should allow you to do what? Even a D'oraisa. Toys not willing to hear it. Because the Gemara only says Mitzvah Yishuvarz. It didn't say Mitzvah. It said Yishuvarz. And that's the Chiddush we want to bring out here so far. So this is the Shittas HaTosis. Shvus, on a level the Araisa that he's going to do, is only Mutter for Yishuvarz. That's the Shittas HaTosis. This is Shittas HaTosis in a nutshell. That a Shvus, the Shvus is good, but Makom Mitzvah. Right? But a Miral Nachad Al Talagodi rises only on Yishuv Aretz. And it's Meduyuk in the Gemara, like Eliezer said, Yishuv Aretz. Yes? But I want you to get that Nakuda. Because I would have said maybe not that way. Maybe the Gemara is just trying to specify what the mitzvah is. Does it mean Dafka Yishuv Aretz? That's what I would have said. Tosh says, no, I'm wrong. Okay. Viter Jonathan, you're doing a great job. Now Tosis presents a new sheet in the Rishonim. Let's get it. Umiyu.
Umiyu.
What does Umiyu mean?
And however.
Go ahead.
Behelchos Gedolos, also known as the Behag.
Yes.
Masma dafilu isura do raisa shari al yideo v'kochavim litzeruch mila.
Wow. The Behag argues. Get it down. The Behag says we will allow you to do an issa d'oraisa for mila, not just limited to Eretz Yisrael. And when it says Yishuv Aretz, it's just identifying that was the mitzvah, but it's lav dafke. Go ahead.
Shapirish the Leza Mitos Beza Derek Rishus Arabi.
Wow, the Gemara never said Beferis Ternate, get it down, that it was a Carmelis. Tosis read that into the Gemara that it was a Carmelis. But the Gemara might be talking about even Rishus Arabi that he allowed it. If that's the case, we allow even Inissi D'Oraisa by Mila. If once you say that, back it up to the previous Gemara.
Lefizeh, Hav Gamar Nachim Le Agav Ima Nukma Tok Shiva.
Ah, now that we talk about that Gemara, that cook it up through what? Cook it up through what? Cook it up through the mother. We could be talking about a what? A Yisrael. And what else? We're talking about Meis Leis. Tok Shiva. Go ahead. V'amra. Exactly. We need, she says she needs it. So according to the Bahad, you have no choice but to say that dochek. Please get that down. You can miss that whole thing. See, that's what the Yisrael Bracha says. You have no choice but to say pshat in the Gemara like that, Ari, according to the Bahad. You must say it was Meis Leis.
So when you say the Bahad has to have the same gear as Rashi and Tosos, that it doesn't say...
Yes, you're going to have to say that, because you're going to have to say that, because if you have an Ar Gemara, did you look up the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say black and white it was a goy? Did you look up the Gemara? Does the Gemara say that it was a goy? Does it say the Farish in Ar Gemara that was a goy? I'm not sure. Lamaisa. But whatever it is, you have to assume that he had a gear, so it was the Yisrael. Okay? You have to say it was the Yisrael. I'm not sure if Ar Gemara does it say. You got to check it. Okay? But you follow what I'm saying? Nonetheless, you hear what I'm saying, Nate? The Bahag must say this Dochek Pshat that was within seven. If it's within seven, then you can use the Yisrael. And the Heter is Ayyidei what? What is the Heter? The Heter is Ayyidei what? What is the Heter, Lamaisa? You tell me, Yisrael, what's the Heter? You're doing a D'Oraisa. What are you doing? You're allowed to do a D'Oraisa.
Our Gersis is not very...
Where is it? What line? I have my Gemara here. It's Meir got it for me. Where is it? Kuf Chav Tes? Where does it say it?
No, Samach Chesamid Aleph.
Oh, you're talking in an Erevin, Lamaish.
In Erevin.
In Samach Zion or Samach Chesamid Aleph?
Samach
Chesamid Aleph. Yeah, go ahead.
However, there are other Gersis that don't have the word Nachri in there.
You're on Samach Chesamid Aleph?
Yeah.
No, I have Nachmei Nachri Agavime.
Yeah, although I'm looking at having seen it, and there are actually
other Gerses. Okay. So what? Okay, good, good. You're saying good. So Lamaisa, the Bahag is going to have to say what? Yisrael, you tell me this shot. Why is you're talking about Yisrael did it? Yes. So if Yisrael did it, it's Meis Leis, and therefore it's Agavime. Why is it Agavime? Because why? Because she needs it because of Pikuach Nefesh. That extra water we use for the baby. Why is the baby not Pikuach Nefesh? Because you haven't done the Mila yet. So that's why you have to do it. But you have no choice but to say, Nate, that it's Ayde Israel. Where did you see their other gears? In the computer, they point out other gears? Oh, yeah, and they point out other gears. Yeah, excellent.
They collect all
the excellent. Gears. Good. So I want you to get that down in your notes. The Bahag must interpret the Gemara like that. That Dochek that Tosfos thought it was wrong. Okay? So what is the Sheet of the Bahag? If I ask you, Asher, what is the Sheet of Bahag? Letzorach Mitzvah Mila, we allow what? We allow this is the Raisa when you ask a goy. Tosus only does not allow by Letzorach Mila the Raisa, correct? It's a fundamental machlokes Tosus in the Bahag. Continues Tosus. Go ahead, Jonathan, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, Venira. He says, forget about it. Tosus, I can't believe that is the Pshat. That is not the Pshat. Venira, the lo you talking. It is not possible to say you're doing it Ayyidei Yisrael. No way.
No,
yeah. It's not possible. I'll slug it up. Why? Go ahead. Why? Go ahead. That introduces the topic for us, guys, called Ribui Shiurim. There's a topic called Ribui Shiurim. You might have a heter to cook something for a chola. Can you add on to that heter?
No.
That's called ribui shiurim. That's a major machlokes in Rishonim, which we're going to have to get involved with more tomorrow. I'll photocopy things for you, Lamaisa. It's a major machlokes in Rishonim. Ribui shiurim. I have a heter, but can I augment that heter? So Tosh says this is nuts. You had a heter to cook the water for the mother. You have no heter to cook the water for the baby. Forget about it. That's called ribui shiurim, Tosfos says. It's usur, laharbos b'shvil hakatan. Absolutely usur. You guys hear this? I'm going to give you an example. Get it down in your notes. It's machlokes the Chafetz Chaim, Zatzal, and Moshe Zatzal. In World War I, the Jews were conscripted into the army. They had to wear weapons on Shabbos. They had a heter to carry weapons, b'kuch nefesh. Could they also carry their tefillin? So the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal held, get it down, in the Machane Chayim, based on Ribui Shiurim, you have a heter to carry one item, You also have after the kiryat your tefillin. Rav Moshe said no, it's absolutely usur. Ribu shiurim, these things are different chafatzim. Ribu shiurim says Rav Moshe only on the same item. They're different items. Rav Moshe says you can't say ribu shiurim on that because they're different items. Rav Moshe writes, I want you to get this down. On Yontif, if there's no Erev, are you allowed to carry in the streets? Something that you need, you can. Let's say I have keys. Let's say a mayor, I have these keys. Yes? Mayor, I have these keys. On Yontif, I have one key, let's say, to get into my house. These other keys, I don't need at all. Not car keys, those are muksa. But I have other keys I don't need at all on Yontif. Am I allowed to carry those other keys? Rav Moshe says, no. Ribu shiurim, what do you mean? I have a hefter to carry my key to my house. You're not allowed to carry things for no tzorach on Yontif. A lot of guys don't know that. You can carry anything. It's not true. What do you mean? In the English language, these are called keys. Says Rav Moshe, I could care less that they're the same word in English language. These are different chafatzim. You have no hetter of ribu shiurim. You have no hetter of ribu shiurim at all. Chavetz Chaim says you do. Please get that machlokes down. That is the introduction to this topic. Tosfos says this is nuts. You cannot use this hetter of the Bahak to cook for the mother and add on water for the baby. That's ribu shiurim. He says it's also. Read it again. V'nira d'lo yitochin. Go ahead.
V'nira d'lo yitochin lomar d'nachim le'al yidei Yisrael d'al yidei Yisrael haya Yisrael l'harbos v'shil katon.
Excellent. It's usher to do that for the katon. And he brings you a raya. Go ahead, kid of kamar. Guys, look inside.
Kedamrina per kamad chulin on tesvav amud beis mivasha l'chol b'shabbos usher
Libriya. Asur Libori. Get it down. Asur Libori. This is how you learn it. Lamaisa. Okay? This is how you learn it. You have a heter, a guy, a cholish is supposed to come. You can cook up meat for him on Shabbos. Can a healthy guy eat the steak? No. Why? Because if you start letting the healthy guy eat the steak, what are you going to end up doing? Start cooking for the healthy guy. Asur what? Gzeira? You're going to make a special dish for the healthy guy, which is this in the rice, it's skila. Aval. But the marbe through a goy, the way I learned the Gemara, that it's not talking about meisleis. The way I learned the Gemara in Erevin, what was the case in Erevin? It's not meisleis according to Tosfos. What is it? It's from day 8 to day 30. It's a regular day 8. So day 8 to day 30, you have a what goy doing it. Ayadea Goy, I'm allowed to do what? Ayadea Goy, I'm allowed to do Ribu Shurim. Why? You guys tell me. Because it's through a Goy, and the question is whether Ribu Shurim is the Arisa of the Rabbana. That's what we're going to have to investigate. Poshup Shat in the Tosis is like Nate is saying, that it's also the Rabbana according to Tosis, and therefore a double the Rabbana and the Makom Mitzvah is what? Is permissible. A double the Rabbana Makom Mitzvah, like he said earlier. Remember he said that? Where did he say that earlier, the double the Rabbana? With the caring, remember? With the chatzar? You remember he said that that was considered to be okay? He's allowed going to allow a double the Rabbana. But you're never going to allow what Mishu Mitzvah Smila. Yeah? But in Issi Deraisa, you're not going to allow. Right? Mishu Mitzvah Smila. He allowed a double the Rabbana. Issi Deraisa, though, he's not going to allow. Yeah? But it seems like a double the Rabbanon, he would allow Lamaisa, Ayadei the Goy. It seems that way. Seems that Tosfos is learning, and we're going to get into it tomorrow more, this other Shem, but it seems that Tosfos is learning that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be an Isser what? An Isser mid Rabbanon. That's what he seems that Tosfos is saying, Lamaisa. Okay? That's what it seems that Tosfos seems to be saying, Halacha Lamaisa. He's Doicha the Sheet of the Bahag. We're not talking Adei Yisrael. And we're talking Lamaisa, right? We're talking Lamaisa, we're marbe letzorach katan, because you need a letzorach lamulo to be marbe for him. Okay, so I want you to get this down. The Marsha and the Maram Shif say that's exactly what Tosfos means. Please get it. Shem letzorach mila, where does Tosfos say Shem letzorach mila, mutar laharbos? Read the next line. Veshema. There it is. For Mila, it's permissible, Nate. For Mila, it's permissible. Why is it permissible for Mila? Because why? The Issul Harbos is the Rabbanan, and they didn't make the Gzeira what? They didn't make the gzera for what Ramila. Seems like only by Mili's allowing it. Go ahead. Not just time that it's a double drabon. Aval.
Aval. Which are double acher. I feel well. Yidei ovikol chavim asur laharbo.
Get that down. The Marashah and the Maram Shif are learning that a double drabon is only going to be mutter for the mitzvah of Mila. Mashmala maisa for something else at this point might not be okay. He's going to point out at the end of the Taisis that maybe Simchas Yontav is okay. He seems to expand it. But that's what the Maram Shif wants to be allow it. See, in the caring case, Nate, that was not for a mitzvah. You remember that? In the caring case, that was not considered to be what? That was preparation for the what?
For the mitzvah.
For the mitzvah. Was it for the mila? Yeah. He said it was for the mitzvah of mila. So therefore, halakha l'maisa is considered to be okay. But Taisus doicha the sheet of the bahag, and he says it's impossible to say it's ayde Yisrael because aser marba the Yisrael through that gemara and chulin, right? So l'chura the marsha says, what's the difficulty? Over there, your marbe shalol l'shem mitzvah. Here, your marbe shalol tzarcha katan. In the case of chulin, what are you being marbe? There's no mitzvah. If you're doing for a mitzvah, it's okay. Okay, so that's the chiddush. If you're doing for a mitzvah, it's considered to be okay. Now, one second. The Rishash and the Karnei Reim write the following. The Rishash and the Karnei Reim write, like Abi the baby, it's not just a chshash. You are being marbe. Pashup Shah, you are being marbe. It's not just a chshash you're going to be marbe. You're emes being marbe. In the case of the mother, you're doing an agav the mother, but you're even doing extra water. Yeah, you are going to be marbe. So it could be, and we're assuming that Tysus is holding that what Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. But the Ran, which we'll learn tomorrow, holds that Ribu Shurim is the Araisa. He wants to say Tysus holds like the Ran. They want to say the Rishash and the Karnei Reim. And to bring a Raya, that where there's an Issa Araisa to be marbe, if the Issa is the Rabbanan, they wouldn't make Exera Shemayar because Exera L'Exera. So Tysus says, we're not talking about Yisrael, because it's also Yisrael to do it. To be marbe, doing it through a goy. It's mutter agav the mother, because Amir l'nachri, for a chola they were matter, and for a malacha they were matter, there's no issue to be marbe, halacha l'maisa. So it's mutter to be marbe, shalol l'tzarch mitzvah l'maisa. Then Taisus Daichin and says, no. He says, l'maisa, Taisus Daichin says, maybe lo amrinin, sheikhir hutchel l'tzarch ol l'mutter l'hosif. We'd say l'tzarch mitzvah, mila simkasyantiv lo l'tzarch davar akher. So Lamais, at this point, we want to suggest that Tosfos is assuming that Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan, but I want you to get down in your notes that Rishash Karnei Reim maybe say he holds like the Ran, that it's the Raisa. But Lamais, so we're not going with that Mahalach. We're assuming Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. Let's just finish it up, Binyamin. Go ahead, Jonathan. Look inside, guys. Go ahead. Now he's bothered by a new Kasha. Go ahead. Out of Tanan.
The Hadith is not the paraphrase debates on Chaf Al Hamid Beis.
Not allowed to heat up hot water on Yontif, which you're allowed to do for food purposes, unless that water is Rui L'shtia. Vamrina Nami.
Vamrina Nami. Begamara Debeitza on Yizayin Amud Aleph of Mimalea Isha Kedera Basar Abba Pi Sheina Tzricha Ella.
A person can fill up their pot of meat, even though you only need one piece. You can make many pieces. V'chein.
Nachtom's
a baker. A baker can fill up a chavis of mayim.
Afopi she'ino tzarech. Ella lekiton.
Echad. All you need is one pitcher full. Why you have to do the whole barrel? But once I have had to do one, I can augment it. Yes. So you see from this gemara that what? What do you see from this gemara? They're allowed to. Yes. And there's no tzarech mitzvah here. How are you allowed to be marbe b'shurim? What's the answer? Go ahead. Wow, get that down. As long as you dig up a mitzvah, you're allowed to be double derabanan. You're allowed to tell a goy. Yes? You're allowed to tell a goy to what? To be marbe b'shurim, the tzarech mitzvah. And these last cases, what are these last cases? Are not with necessarily with a goy. But they're saying what? You're allowed to do it yourself. Because we consider that to be permissible. Because of Simchas Yontif, we allow Ribu Shurim.
Aren't those cases only mutter because there's no extra tircha?
Well, yeah, but also, okay.
If there is extra tircha, then they wouldn't.
Well, let me ask you the following kasha. Rishash asks, let's get it down. What type of Simchas Yontif is there? The bishul more chatichas or more water? What kind of Simchas Yontif is there? So he wants to say, Because you'll have Simchas Hayom, because you know you'll have food for tomorrow. So that's enough of Simchas Yontif. And Reb Shmuel Rozovsky points out, Mikan we see that Tosfos Ribu Shirim is the Rabbanon, like we said. Because they didn't make the Yisur when there's Simchas Yontif. But according to the Rishash and the Karnei Re'ein, who say that they hold Ribu Shirim as the Raisa, how do you matter this? How do you matter Yisrael to do this? Must be the Rishash said that since the Malach on cooking is Mutter on Yontif, it's only Midr Rabbanon, they matter it with Sinsrach Simchas Yontif. Because it's a Hutra, Lamaisa. You're allowed to cook on Yontif, so Lamaisa, it's all, at best it's only the Rabbanon. That's, again, the Pashup shot is...
The whole point of
Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is get rid of a Rabbanon problem. No, it's only the Rabbanon problem. Again, get this down. There's a major machloikus whether Ribu Shirim is the Raisa or Rabbanon. The Ran says that Ribu Shirim, get it down. The Ran says Ribu Shirim is the Nisi the Raisa. The Rashba says it's the Nisi the Rabbanon, which we're going to get into tomorrow. What is Taisus all? Our Taisus. So, Poshup Shah and Taisus, we're saying, is that he holds it the Rabbanon. But the Rashash wants to say, and the Karnei Re'ein, that it's the Raisa. So if the Raisa, how do they allow it because of Simchas Yontif? What's the answer? The answer is cooking on Yontif is never the Raisa, because Ochel Nefesh. At best, it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore the Rabbanon, they matter to the Tzogaz of Sarach Simchas Yontif. That's the way you have to read the end of the Taisus. So at the end of the day, what Tosus concludes is that Halacha L'maisa, he says that you have to assume, and let's get the Shita of Taisus. The only time we allow a goy, ask a goy to do an issur d'oraisa is by what? Yishuv Haaretz. What do we allow a goy to do? Lamaisa? A drabanon, shus to shus, letzorach what? Mila. We allow him to do a letzorach mila. Now, what about Lamaisa, the problem of what? Adding on. What about the problem of adding on? Ayadei Yisrael, he cannot do that. Ayadei a goy, you're allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to do it? Because Poshup Shad is that Ribu Shirim is only the Rabbanon, you're asking him to do it, but Makom Mitzvah is a double the Rabbanon. Anytime it's a double the Rabbanon, Makom Mitzvah, it's okay. Would you say, why is it triple?
It's a triple because there's two shvus, and then also...
Well, you're asking a goy to do it, and the goy is doing Ribu Shirim, it's a double the Rabbanon.
He's also doing it, the actual usher is itself.
That's a double the Rabbanon. The one thing is asking the goy what he's doing. What he's doing is the Rabbanon. That's the same
issue. The answer is the Raisa. The goy is doing the Raisa. Asking him to do it is one drabanon. Asking him to cook, asking him to heat up water is
one drabanon. No, that, asking that on is... No, that's mutter. We don't call three drabanons. Well, he's allowed to cook for the mother, we said. She's pekuch nefesh.
Right, okay, so that's
so, but the issue that he's doing is ribu shirim for the baby. That's drabanon. That's a double drabanon with mitzvah, unless you say that he held ribu shirim as deraisa, and the reason why it's okay on yontif is because ochel nefesh is a hutra, and at best it's only drabanon, and therefore we allow it through Simchas Yontif. That's another way of learning. But that's Shitas HaTaisis. Get it down, though. We'll close with the summary of the Shitas. Who's the Shita of the Bahag? What is the Shita of the Bahag? Let's get it. What is the Shita of the Bahag? That Letzorach Mila, we allow what? Letzorach Mila, we allow what? Also an Issa D'Oraisa. We allow an Issa D'Oraisa, Ayyadei what? Mila. Yes? This is the Shita of the Bahag. What did the Bahag say? Remember he quoted the Bahag? What did he say? If he was right, Sharia the Akum, Letzorach Mila. He learns the Gemara, not Dafke Yishuv Haaretz. He allows it even for what? Even carrying through Rosh Hasharabim. Correct. That's the second Shita. Who's the third Shita? There's two Shitas. I'm not writing on the board. Why don't you get on your notes? We don't have time. Taisus says what? Ask a goy to do an Issa D'oraisa only with the Yishuv Haaretz. Any other what? Any other mitzvah is not allowable to do a deraisa. A double, do a drabanon, just we allow for other mitzvahs. We allow for other mitzvahs. However, lamaisa, not a deraisa. Bahag says, what are you talking about? We allow it for a mitzvah of mila. The Bahag says, you allow it for the mitzvah of mila. Mila is special. Mila is special. Why is mila special? Number one, I can say the 13 creases bris about it. 13 covenants Hashem made with us through bris. Also, it itself is doicha Shabbos. Right? And that would allow the Raisa. Taisa only allowed that to be Mazda. Why you allow what? A double drobonon. That's because you allow a double drobonon, because it itself is considered to be permissible. Right? That itself will allow, Taisa says. But it seems like only Mila, not other mitzvahs, right? Not other mitzvahs. Not other mitzvahs, it seems, l'maisa. What's the third? Would other mitzvahs seem like it's okay? Maybe Simchas Yontav, he seems to say at the end of the Tzitz, he allows that because of Simchas Yontav, it seems. Seems like he allows it because of Simchas Yontav. Seems from Tzitz that he allows it through Simchas Yontav. He said, don't make a heter to other svarim, l'maisa. Only Mishumila do we allow it. But at the end of the Tzitz, you get the impression that what? He allows what? The end of the Tzitz, he allows what? He allows Ribu Shurim. He allows Ribu Shurim for the Tzarech of Simchas Yontav. That's not Dafka Mila. Seems to back out of that at the end, no? The second tier of Tzitz is that he allows a double Drabanan, not just because of Mila. It seems like he's allowing it even for what? Even for other mitzvahs, like Simchas Yontav. Seems from Tzitz. Who's the third Shita? The Tzitz Rid. Tzitz Rid says, Amir Lagoyez Mutter Latzarech Kol Mitzvah. Any mitzvah, it's okay. Not just Mila, any mitzvah, we allow Amir Lanakri. That's what he says. Not just Yishuvarach, not just Mila, any mitzvah is okay. Seems like even the Raisa. How do we paskin? So the Ramon, Simon Shinvav, Sivirao says, or Zarua. Latzorach, Yishuvarach, we allow Shus to Shvus, where he told him write English. So the Ramon only allows Shus to Shvus, Latzorach mitzvah. The Ramon quotes, only allows Shus to Shvus, Latzorach Eretz Israel. Gamet Slain was only a Drabanan. So you see, even Eretz Israel, the Ramah chooses a town to only allow you a double Drabanan.
You said we didn't hold by
Israel. I understand that, but I'm just saying what the Ramah writes. So that's the Ramah. Pashup Shah is we don't accept Orzaru. Pashup Shah, we allow a double Drabanan by any mitzvah. Any mitzvah, we allow a double Drabanan, not just Yishuvarach.
So
but I'm saying, Ramah's going with Orzaru. We're Allah says we reject it. Correct. But I'm just saying that Ramah is limiting the whole heter of the Gemara. It's a double Drabanan, only the Tzarech Yishuvarach. But we can expand it. And I'm saying Tzitz at the very end seems to say a double Drabanan would be allowed by any mitzvah because he brings in Simchas Yontav at the end. No? Even though earlier he said, Daf Gemila would I allow. No? Ein Milmun Mikan. And then he tries, and then I think he backs out of it. Ein Milmun Mikan. No? Says, Ein Milmun Mikan to expand it to the Sefer Torah. But doesn't he do it at the end? He allows it at the very end to be Marbet. Right? He allows it at the very end to be marred by Lach Lamaisa to do it through a goy. That's considered to be permissible. Maybe he says again Tzarech Mila. Then he backs out of it by saying Simchas Yontav. He keeps going Mila, 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 then he backs out of it. But that's only the second tier. You know what I mean by the second tier? The double the Rabbana. But to do a Diraisa, forget about it. Only Yishuvarach. Okay. We'll go over everything. We'll go into more. Have a wonderful day. And we'll go through Ribu Shun tomorrow.